good night for you, Dave. Nice to see
you. Very pleasing. We came down and changed the shape tonight. It's not an easy place to come at the best of times, but I thought coming down after Saturday's game to freshen it up a bit. Obviously, Paul Payton was the first one, but being a calf injury. But to a man, I thought the boys were really good tonight, created the best chances, albeit, you know, it's a nerve-wracking in the last 5 minutes with some of the corner kicks, and Cammy's pulled off a really good save, so delighted to go up the road with 3 points.
Be confident at half time that it would get a goal in the second half to make all the difference?
I think we've had praise for some of our stuff this season in terms of playing football. I still thought there was phases of play that were very good. We cut them open a few times. As I say, I thought there was a few times that we were going to score from chances, but it was a different type of performance coming away from home and making it hard for Ayr United, at times giving up possession of the ball. But everyone into a man stuck to the task, and you know, we reap the rewards because we probably carried a wee bit of luck in that final 5 minutes to edge the win.
Kyle Turner had chances, but it was Kevin Nisbet again who got you the goal.
Yeah, as I say, it's not getting carried away. Kevin's done excellent, but he'll be the first to say that the delivery and the move leading up to the goal was excellent. I think Kyle had a chance that myself and Jason thought had went in. He just never caught it right, or the air defender's done well. But as I say, there was chances. Even in the first half, we had a couple and proper goal-scoring chances. So it says a lot to the boys to come down here, because Ayr United are a good side. They've got right good attacking threat. They've done great since coming up to the Championship. And, you know, it says a lot that we're delighted to come away from here, because I've got a lot of respect for Ayr as a football club.
And they really threw it all at you in the last 10 minutes, didn't they?
No, they did. And, you know, sometimes it can work for you. And probably Mark will be frustrated that they've not had a game for a number of weeks here. But it's a case here, I always say it, you've got to look after yourselves. And, you know, I thought we'd done that to a man tonight.
Pleased for your keeper, making good saves.
Yeah, delighted. It's always pleasing when you get a clean sheet, but that comes collectively. And they've given the boys a base tonight to go on and win the game. And, you know, as much as Kevin will get the headlines for scoring the goal and Greg creating, Ryan Dow again was excellent in his performance. But, you know, starting at the back from Cammy in the back four were excellent as well, with Tom Beadland, Kyle Turner and Harry Cochran in front of them.
How's it feel to look at the league table in fourth place?
No, it's nice. It's a nice feeling, but it's one that we can't get too carried away, because it's such a competitive league. We've got a difficult game coming up against Morton at the weekend, and it is a much nicer feeling. You know, we're in the playoff positions, but I've said that anybody can beat anybody in this league. We just have to make sure that we recover properly tomorrow. Probably look after the boys that have played the two games on Thursday, train the other ones, and then prepare properly on Friday for the game.
How's Lee Ashcroft?
He's took a sore one. You know, I think he's 6 stitches in his head. He was keen to try and play on. That's Lee for you. And I think, again, it showed the character, because on another day he might have wanted to come off as soon as he took the head knock, but Lee's been, you know, he's been great. I think putting him back to right centre half, I think that suits Lee better. He looks more comfortable there. And, you know, I've just said to him in there that we're starting to see I probably didn't personally see, you know, Lee, and I'm not singling him out, but he probably didn't have one of his best seasons last season for Dunfermline, but what we've seen in recent months now, Lee's had a consistency that's helping this team climb the league.
Back at home on Saturday, Stevie, you must be looking forward to that one, try to kick on now.
No, as in, if you're winning games of football, you look forward, but we've just got to watch, because you can use the word comfortable, and Morton are a good side, and Hoppy knows the league inside out, and we've just got to make sure that, you know, the team that we pick on Saturday gives us that opportunity to pick up more wins.
Made a few changes tonight. That just shows the strength of your squad. 2 big performances in a few days, and shows the depth and strength you've got on the bench and stuff.
I think that's, again, now credit to Kevin and John, the medical staff. I think, you know, Ewan Murray's going to be the turn of the year, but there's a wee issue with Tom Lang at the moment. But there's boys that never even got in the park tonight that'll be extremely disappointed. And it's how you manage boys like that. But Tom Beadland's come in the last 2 games after being out for a spell, and, you know, you've seen his performance the last 2 games, what it means to him. So, as I say, I know there'll be boys frustrated, but in the right way, and, you know, they're only what to do well for the club, which holds us well.
And Kevin came off tonight with a knock. Is he okay?
I think he was happy with his goal, so no, to Kevin, I think he's fine. It's just, you know, he worked extremely hard at the weekend. He played an hour against Partick, and then, you know, he's led the line well tonight for us again. But, you know, if Kevin doesn't make it, if there is a concern over that, we've got boys that can more than capable of stepping in.
Thanks, Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers. Cheers.